Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back. Hi, hour two here with Rob and Suk and Dan Lanning.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
No.
You know, you can. It's okay to ask me, Jason, if you want me to break down. I mean, we're talking a lot of football, but if you want me to break down the RSM Classic, I will.
Please,
you can. You can ask.
I've been dying.
Oh, okay. Wait. Well, you want that now, or
what is that? No.
Well, it's the big golf tournament.
Didn't someone recently? Didn't a PGA guy just go to LIV? Did I see that?
I don't know.
I think another PGA. What? I thought you were my golf guy.
Well, I don't care about LIV.
No.
You can go. Whatever.
Whatever.
Take the bag. I don't care.
I thought football. I thought golf was over.
Camp. No.
Does it ever end?
Not really. It's actually kind of ridiculous how many tournaments they play. And no one cares about the fall slate here.
Mm.
But this is the last tournament. They're out in Sea Island in South Carolina, I think, is where that is.
Sure.
Somewhere out there.
I've heard that island out there, that Sea Island. I've heard that's like an amazing vacation spot.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
It looks cool.
It's like your own little piece of like the Caribbean, but in the
the
United States.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's the last tournament where I think guys can secure their tour cards, you know, for next year, so it's kind of important. But nobody good's playing in it. Well, guys are good, but nobody huge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not really, because
you know I mean?
I don't care.
Well, I thought you wanted me to break it down. You just asked me to break down the RSM.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Okay, well, I won't do it
the
then.
The R? What?
RSM.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
You don't even know what that is?
No.
How are you going to break it down if you don't even know who the sponsor is?
The sponsor.
Is?
I don't know. They're probably a financial.
You
look it up.
You don't know.
I bet you they're a financial services company.
What is it? R what?
RSM.
RSM. RSM International.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, it's a tax consulting firm.
There you go.
Helping everybody launder money. I'm just kidding. Allegedly.
Right. By the
it's
way,
it's the leading U.S. provider.
You remember that guy,
of tax and accounting services.
Cam Smith, the Australian?
Yeah.
Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Won the British Open and was the cock of the walk, you know? And then he took the bag from Liv like 3 weeks later.
Yeah. He looks like Wild Bill Hickok in
his
white trash hair.
Completely off the reservation bad. Like, you want to talk about the quintessential.
Quit?
Yeah. Just, I got the bag, I'm out.
Yeah.
Cam Smith.
You know what, though?
You got to respect
it. Can I tell you that
you got to respect it.
I do kind of respect it a little bit. Because supposedly, too, like, people were saying that could be tax-free money. That they, when they said $140 million, he got $140 million. And I'm not certain that if you gave me at the age of whatever he is, 29, 30, something like that.
Let's look.
If you gave me $140 million.
32.
He's 32.
Yeah, you know he's partying.
I'm not certain that I'm necessarily out there grinding too. There's like, well, you know what? I'm
it's his right. life, man.
Well, I mean, Dustin Johnson did this. I mean,
but he was old.
A lot of those guys took the money and were like, yeah.
This guy was like prime. Like he was like the number one player in the world.
Yes. But like he can already say, I was the number one player in the world. I won the British Open. And now I have $140 million and probably a coke and a whore habit. So let's go. I'm great.
So we've got some sneaky big games this weekend. Your BYU Cougars are playing one at Cincinnati.
You know, I hold out hope. And it's not a good hope. But we have been told by the committee that we are not going to hold championship game losses against teams, right? Like that has been the mantra. BYU is sitting there at number 11. If they get by Cincinnati and then they've got Central Florida after this, right? And
Scott Frost.
Scott Frost. Dude, they're like 4-6.
Yeah, their offense sucks.
So in theory, Cincinnati's good. Cincinnati 7-3, that's a real team. It'll be a tough test. If BYU gets by Cincinnati and gets by Central Florida, they will be a top 10 team. They're the last team out of the playoff right now. And that would set up a rematch with Texas Tech.
Mm.
Now, I have no doubt that Texas Tech will once again PJ Fleck and row that ass. Like, we are not, we can't
surround
compete.
Surround yourself with turds? You're headed towards Turdville.
Oh, we're going to Turdville. Like, Texas, that wasn't a fluke. That was just like fighting your dad. Texas Tech just mollywhopped us.
Yeah.
And I think it'll happen again, but.
Oh, no, it will happen again.
Yeah. But if BYU is a one-loss team playing in their conference title and is in the top 12, which they are right now, and Texas Tech annihilates
I worry about you there.
Right? Me too. But at the same time.
Now, if it's Alabama, like we talked about yesterday,
yeah.
Three losses, they'll be back. They'll stay in it because they're the mighty Alabama.
Yes.
BYU? Nah, I don't know about that.
Are we going to do like, well, you played one team all year and they whipped your ass twice?
Dude. Come on, bro. You really think this won't be a thing?
No, it will be. But we were told by the committee that we're not going to punish teams.
But it's BYU, not Alabama.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be controversial.
Yeah. I go back last year, SMU lost one game. One game all year, which, by the way.
To whom?
BYU.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
BYU. We got them at the start of the year.
Really?
And BYU last year was like one of the, it was Alabama and then like BYU. They were like two of the last teams that were out. So they lost once to BYU and went into the ACC title game undefeated with one loss. And they lost to a very average Clemson team. Clemson was a three-loss team. And they put SMU in as a two-loss team, one of those losses being in the ACC title game. So if BYU...
I think it's a little different this year because you've got like 17 SEC teams that are clearly better than BYU that will be sitting right there too.
I'm just saying, get ready to be a little pissy and moany because BYU has a legitimate case. That being said...
Beat Cincinnati first, okay?
I know.
You're putting the cart before the horse. Look at you. You're like a Georgia fan or something now. What's the matter with you?
Well, except we don't bark. We meow. We don't have more dogs. We have little kitties out there at BYU.
Not to change the subject.
But you're about to change the subject.
But I saw your boys play basketball today.
Yeah, we're basketball
school.
Dude,
that... I tuned in. So they played... BYU basketball played Wisconsin today.
Yeah, dude, we beat the brakes off
of them. In Salt Lake. Beat them by 30.
Yeah. It was close at the half, and then, like, the second
and
half...
here's the thing.
They came a roaring
back. I tuned
in
to see that Yzbanti guy, or whatever his name is.
DeBanza.
Yeah, DeBanza.
What did you call him?
Yzbatans?
Ubakistan?
Not gonna
be at BYU long. Gonna be in the NBA real quick.
He is awesome.
Yes,
Wisconsin could not handle him. He's a freshman. They paid him a gajillion dollars to be there. And then I had forgotten that they still have your boy Richie Saunders.
Yes,
he's still there, draining threes.
He's there forever.
God, that team's good. That BYU basketball team. Anyway, I just wanted to give him a little love because they looked great today.
Well, their only loss was to UConn, and it was by 2 points. Like, it's legit.
Yeah, it's... Well, they were legit last year, too.
Yes, yeah.
But and now this guy, DeBizington.
Yeah, they can pay kids now, and the Mormons have money, so...
So anyway, win at Cincinnati. Stop putting the cart before the horse. Look at you already talking playoff. You barely even beat Cincinnati.
Bear Brockmire. Bear and Tiger Brockmire.
Now, there's another team. So that's a sneaky big game.
Yes,
BYU has to win that game.
Huge game.
There's another team, because it's kind of a weird week. You got Oregon, USC, but outside of that, the SEC's taking a week off with their cupcake games.
Although Missouri, is this where you're going?
Yes. Well, we'll get to it next. There's one other team that really needs to win, and it's a sneaky big game. Yeah. And there's news out of this game, which we will get to. Next on The Fan.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I know you've all been waiting for the ACC championship game clarity segment, and you're going to get it.
Well, we tried to give them the SEC clarity segment last night. I don't think it did anything to help.
Not at all. It was very confusing.
It turned into a who and what and why and how's on first. And
but that's going to be fun, but that's not till next week.
You know, the ACC is not fun.
No, I said the SEC is going to be fun, but that's not till next week. Now, the ACC we'll get to in a second. But so BYU, it's just not a great week. Besides Oregon, USC, it's not a great week in college football. It's the week before Thanksgiving week where we get some really good rivalry games.
Yeah.
Ohio State, Michigan is next week and so on. But BYU and Cincinnati, that's a big one. BYU needs that. Mm-hmm. And the other team that must win a sneaky big game is Oklahoma. Coming off their win at Alabama, they are back home hosting Missouri, and a lot of people have written Missouri off. But the news today is that Bo Prabhula, their starting quarterback, is going to play.
Oh, how about that?
That's big.
Wouldn't that be something if Oklahoma gets like another signature win? They beat them last year, but they beat Alabama, eighth, set themselves up, sitting pretty, and then Missouri takes them down. And by the way, Oklahoma can't make the SEC title game. So if they lose this game to Missouri, they're out.
Yep.
And then like, hey, thanks for coming. It's been a great year. Bye. Like that's sneaky big. And also with Oklahoma's offense being basically, I call them the Crimson and Cream Iowa because they play rock fights. You know, they're going to be in close games. And if Prabhula comes back and can play, don't write off Missouri. That spread's only 6.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of people that thought that spread would go up and up and up this week, and it is absolutely not.
Yeah,
and that's telling. I mean, Missouri, because in Prabhula has kind of held him hostage, but apparently he has been upgraded to questionable.
See, I thought he was out for the year.
No, he's been practicing. Mm-hmm. He's upgraded to questionable, although they're playing coy. And, you know, remember, Missouri still has the best rush offense in college football.
Yeah.
So
playing against that nasty defense, that can be a sneaky fun game.
Sneaky fun game, big game for Oklahoma. Other teams that must win this weekend: Miami, Michigan, Utah, and Vanderbilt. They need to win to keep their slim playoff hopes alive.
Yeah.
Now to the ACC championship clarity segment you've all been waiting for,
because there is actual meaningful conference games this week in the ACC.
Well, nobody from the ACC is going to make it. I mean, Miami's got an outside chance, but. And they're probably not going to play in the ACC title game, even though they have a long shot chance of making it.
Yeah,
they just need so many things to happen. So whoever wins the ACC, that's the best chance of getting an ACC team in. So this the ACC is the one league that it's playing out like traditionally where, hey, just win your league and you'll probably get into the tournament, right? As opposed to, oh, we only have one loss, but we're not going to play in the championship game and this and that and all that bull crap we talked about yesterday with Alabama. So ACC, if Georgia Tech beats Pittsburgh this week, and that's the big ACC game, and I know that doesn't sound big, but it is.
It is.
If Georgia Tech beats Pitt this week and Virginia beats Virginia Tech next week, it will be Georgia Tech versus Virginia in the ACC title game.
And
how exciting is that?
Now, Georgia Tech, this will probably all be moot because they finished the year against Georgia. And they're going to lose to Georgia. But
they almost beat them last year.
Yeah, they almost beat them. And that's one of those weird games. You know, much like I mentioned BYU sitting there at 9-1, Georgia Tech's 9-1. If they win this week, they're 10-1.
But Georgia... Oh yeah, see this now this gets back into some hairy territory. And I know you like hairy territories.
Yeah.
Georgia has one loss.
Mm-hmm.
But they could get into the SEC title game.
Yeah.
And then you wonder, what is their level of focus for Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, they don't really need it, but they kind of do, because if they get into the SEC title game, then if they lose again, they would be three losses.
It'll just be an interesting situation if you have multiple one-loss teams going into the weaker conference title games. So,
Pitt's already lost twice.
No, I'm talking about Georgia Tech.
Oh.
Right? So, I mentioned with Texas Tech, BYU, I mentioned, and you know, throw Georgia Tech in there, you know, will the committee honor what they did to SMU last year? Hey, you're a one-loss team, you're in your conference title game, you're in, regardless of what happens. Or is this the year where they're like, hey, sorry, you know, there are a lot of SEC teams that we really like, so... thanks for coming. Take a hike.
Pitt's already lost three games, by the way.
Yeah, Pitt's out.
But they're not out.
Well, if they
beat Georgia Tech tomorrow,
yeah,
they can be in the ACC title game then if they beat Miami next week. So Pitt has two huge games left. Yeah. That's what Narduzzi was talking about before the Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
And then if Pitt wins tomorrow as well, it also favors SMU because they're still in it, but they have two tricky games left. They have to play Louisville and Cal, so a lot left on the bone for them.
So I ask you this. I'm going to go back to this. If BYU is 11-1 and loses to Texas Tech again in the Big 12 title game, and Miami has two losses and didn't play in the ACC title game, who do they put in?
If there's a spot for one of them, I honestly think, based on how the SEC has played out this year, that I don't know that either would get in.
It's just like, hey, get out.
But... you know. Well, it's hairy. There, I mean, seriously, like if Oklahoma wins out, Oklahoma's getting in over both of those teams.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So, but for whimsy,
yeah,
if you're saying it does come down to Miami with two losses, and their two losses were to Louisville
and SMU.
And SMU.
And they did not make their title game.
But they beat Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Other big wins? Do you have that in front of you?
They beat Florida. They beat Pitt.
No, they haven't played Pitt.
I thought they played. Oh, sorry. That's yet to come. Nothing really. NC State.
So they beat Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And then BYU.
Florida State, yeah.
So you're saying they have two losses, did not make their title game, beat Notre Dame, two kind of bad losses.
Yep.
BYU would have two losses, made their title game, both losses to the same team, Texas Tech, which is a top five team. I think you got to go BYU.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
I think you got to go.
There's BYU. An outside chance. There's an outside chance we get our ass kicked twice by the same team, and they're like, welcome in.
But the problem is I think, see, you're putting the worst case up against them. I think there's going to be a tougher case.
The
For
SEC.
Example, yeah. Oklahoma. Yeah. With two losses, did not make their
conference
championship game, but they won at Alabama. Yeah. They beat, who else did they beat? They would have beaten Missouri. They would have beaten
Oklahoma lost.
LSU.
I'd have to look up and see what Oklahoma did.
That's a better resume, though.
Oh, 100%. Look, I'm well aware of it. It's kind of fun. Like, the idea that little old BYU could be sniffing around a playoff spot, it's kind of fun.
So Oklahoma,
we're not going anywhere, but
Oklahoma beat Michigan. They won at Tennessee,
Auburn,
and they won at Alabama.
Yeah,
those are their biggest wins.
That's the biggest wins.
They're pretty good. Yeah. And then they would have, if they're in this conversation, they would have beaten Missouri and LSU.
Yeah, their losses would have been to Texas and Ole Miss.
So you know, I mean, you know.
Someone said, "JC Bates, you're not getting in. Sorry, you don't know that.
You might. You might.
Yeah.
You need to root for some havoc.
I know. We need some.
You need some November. What do you call it? The witches.
Witches
of November.
Of November, man.
You need that.
We need some freighters to sink out there on the Great Lakes. Let's go. And then we can get drilled by someone in the first round.
Yeah, exactly. BYU at Oregon.
What if they played Texas Tech again? For a third time.
I guess they could. Hard to beat the same team three times in the same season.
How bad can one team beat another team three times in one season?
All right, let's move on. In the news is coming up next. I have news about the controversial grain elevator over by the Moda Center.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I saw that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The grain elevator.
Well, it's always nice every time you go down to Moda Center and there's no place to drink or eat or whatever, but you're like, man, those grain silos, beautiful. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, those have a mural on them.
Yeah, it feels great. Some spray paint. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got news on that, and that will be next. But first, Schultzy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What's up?
I'm fine. Tonight there's gonna
be a jailbreak. I said, what's up?
Nah.
Happy Friday, bitches. It is a happy Friday. I love this time of year.
Why is that? Just like kind of holidays? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, next week is the start of the holidays.
It doesn't feel like it's the start of the holidays.
The next week is when we start to gain at least 20 pounds. Yeah. It starts next week.
Yeah, you got to be careful that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I already watched Love Actually. It was put on in my house officially. Well, because at the beginning it says 5 weeks until Christmas, so I like to put it on 5 weeks until Christmas, which
was... With the schnitzel wolf
catching
holiday fillings already.
Yeah. Love me some holidays.
It is November 21, 2025. Time now for In the News. I'm your Nerd Newsman. Hello, thank you.
Ahoy!
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today... You know what I'm going to watch? I'm going to watch some F1. I'm going to watch some Formula One practice.
Live from what? Vegas, right?
Yeah, they're in Vegas this week.
They're having manhole covers again.
Problems.
Seems like that should be a simple fix, and yet somehow Vegas can't figure it out. Like, that thing was supposed to be like the biggest thing in the world last year, and it kind of ended up being a kind of a dud. Like, ticket sales were kind of soft, and... We were acting like that was going to be like the new Monaco, and no.
Today is International Stand Up to Bullying Day.
Ah! Be careful, though, because sometimes you stand up to the bully, a.k.a. Brock Lesnar, and you just get punched in the face. How about just don't bully? Don't be an ass.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah, let me just say this to those of you being bullied. Those human air horns we call bullies, they're a bunch of ninnies. They're just wildly, you know, all they are is wildly insecure. That's what they are.
Yeah, they usually have a bad home life.
That's right.
Take it out on
others.
They
were wronged.
The Nelson Muntz of the world. They got a lot of fat kid aggression.
That's all it. It's just, it's not personal. They're just sad little wieners on the inside. So just.
I like that. Sad little wieners.
So keep your calm confidence. That's their kryptonite. Don't give them a reaction, okay? And just be you.
I like it.
That's my advice. It is also World Television Day. Now, I have a great television nugget. A
little factoid, if you will.
For you. It was this day in 1980. You were three or four?
Three.
No, 1980? You were three.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was five. Way older than you.
Mm-hmm.
How many people tuned in to find out who shot JR?
A lot. I bet you a shocking amount of people.
How many?
I'm going to go... let's say like 25 million.
So if you don't know, that's the show Dallas. It was a nighttime, I think it was CBS. It was a drama, really bad drama.
Yes.
J.R.
Like,
Ewing
think
was...
Think Landman with less nudity.
Yeah, but just worse. Like, yeah. It was just bad.
It's not good.
Have you watched Dallas?
Yeah, if you go, my mom would watch like those shows like on like Nick at Night and like Turner Classic or whatever. They are so bad. But, it's all a dream. I'm in the shower.
Oh my
Patrick.
God! But, oh, that's dude. What this is.
What
is that? Is that the episode, the anniversary of this when he wakes up in the shower?
You find out who shot JR.
We don't know. He got shot. It was the biggest thing. Yeah, everybody was talking about it, and. Nobody knew who shot him.
J.R. Ewing.
And you were going to find out in the final episode that next week. It was November 21, 1980. How many people tuned in?
It was that mystery.
To find out who shot J.R. Ewing? 83 million people.
Are you kidding me? 83 million?
That's like double Super Bowl.
Oh,
that's
my
insane.
God.
Or, as you say, upsane. Just are not you, as many channels back then,
are
right?
You S-ing 80 million
that is true.
People?
83 million people.
Holy balls.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I remember watching it. It was a huge thing. And it ended up being his sister-in-law, I think?
Yeah.
That shot him?
Yeah, they had an affair.
Yep.
And she wanted some payback.
I'll tell you what, that show sucked. But you know what was great? The Open.
Yeah, The Open was fantastic.
The Open to Dallas was awesome.
We used the music.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
For, yep, I mean, like, yep, maybe yep. a football thing at one point.
We did.
Yeah. By the way, I think there's a, I think it's Sue Ellen, I think was the one that shot him. There's a giant lesbian bar in Dallas named Sue Ellen's that's themed around, you know, that's themed around that. It's a big gay bar. Down in Dallas, and they have like cheeky odds to the Ooh. Sue Ellen shooting.
Well, that was the heyday of Dallas.
That was the heyday of Dallas.
Zoo Lights begins today.
Are you,
or tonight.
You know what? Ever since you stopped being the voice of the Zoo Lights tram, Zoo Lights has left me a little down. Well, every time I'm on the tram now, I'm like, you know what? This could be a lot better with the pipes of one Isaac Rob. It's not the same.
I only did that for 1 year.
Not the same.
I was the guy that, when you got on the bus from the parking lot to take you to Zoo Lights, I would read you all the announcements. They were recorded, of course.
Yeah.
But that was great.
I would have liked you to be live from the Zoo Lights out there.
Like the Oz behind the
camera. Live from the Zoo Lights. And while Zoo Lights are, it's a thing to do.
It
but
sucks.
The first time I went to Zoo Lights, I was under the impression that I would get to see animals and, like, other cool things. And
you don't.
You really don't.
Zoo Lights is very overrated.
Yes.
I won't say it sucks. Yeah. Okay, I'll retract
it's
that.
It's something to do.
Very overrated.
But, like, you see, like, a cutout of, like, an elephant with some lights around it, and you're like, well, couldn't I just see the elephant?
Yes, and that's all it is for the whole time.
Yeah.
I think if you like Christmas lights, it's definitely for you.
But they're not even that cool.
Really? Yeah, they're not. But you're,
it's
underwhelming.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying.
Maybe it's 7 or 8 years ago is when I went last with my wife, but we had fun. I don't think we were underwhelmed at all.
Well, I disagree with you, Schultzy.
Well, no, I disagree with you, Rob. We had a really
son
nice
of a
half
bitch.
Hour.
Exactly, a half
through.
Hour?
Plus, we need some drinks in there. Like, you need to make it more of a thing.
We gotta spice it up.
I do agree with that. Like, coming to the end of it, it's like, okay, is there a bar? Is there a gathering spot that we can all go and have these holiday celebrations?
Do you know the space behind Petco Park?
Yeah.
Out there in
center
field.
Yeah, the little center field.
Yeah, they've kind of revamped it now, but it used to be kind of open, but it's not a very huge space. We were down there for Christmas a couple years ago, and we took our nieces over there, too. They had a holiday kind of Zoo Lights type of thing.
Yeah.
And, dude, it was awesome. Mm. They had nothing but, like, they had food and drink vendors all around the perimeter.
Nice.
And then they had all these characters dressed in, they had Santa and they had all the...
Sure.
They had
Jack Frost.
Grinch was running around and the kids were pulling his tail and everything. And then they had all these little photo op opportunities, even a Ferris wheel, not a Ferris wheel, but we call the horses that go up and down the...
We
call that...
Yeah, the carousel.
Carousel. They were playing a huge movie on the big screen if you're sitting down eating and drinking. Yeah. It was awesome.
Playing like Elf or something.
Fake snow, some games. It was great.
Yeah.
That's what Zoo Lights should be. But it's not. It's just a bunch of lights and you walk through it and then you leave.
Now, to be fair, it's been many years since I've been to Zoo Lights. Maybe we've revamped.
No, we haven't. I was there last year.
Were you?
It's the same damn
thing.
You just
drive through and look at lights, and then you leave.
You walk through.
You walk? Oh, we drove through.
Zoo Lights?
Oh.
You're talking about...
We went during the pandemic then, and they literally made us drive in our cars.
Mm. Well, what was the one out at PIR?
That's, yeah. You drive through that.
Is that still going? Is that
Couldn't
still
tell
going?
You, man.
Let me look. Well, anyway, Zoo Lights begins tonight and runs through the 4th of January. And there is a ringing endorsement for Zoo Lights.
And yes, look, the Winter Wonderland at Portland International Raceway is still happening.
Every single one of us has had this happen in our life. What do you want to do? I don't know. And then your wife's like, let's go to Zoo Lights. And you're like, whatever. Do we get to do something cool at the end of it? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Get the Yetis.
Yeah, there we go.
There is some liquor in there.
That's, you know.
Of course you can't do that.
No.
Or at least maybe you can. I don't know. Can you?
If you're walking.
Someone's saying drink carts everywhere now at Zoo Lights.
Oh, really? That wasn't true last year.
I don't know. Look,
I think they're full.
I'm going with someone saying drink carts are everywhere, and they say you can see the elephants indoors. You get to see the elephants?
Well,
that's something.
That's the baby elephant.
Oh. All right, that's something.
Yeah.
So again, maybe it's gotten better.
I have very big grain elevator news for you guys.
Yeah, I saw this.
But you're going to have to wait. All right, this is in the news, November 21, 2025. Thank you, your noted newsman here. Please be seated, okay? The disused grain elevator that is just north of the steel bridge. Remember Paul Allen was trying to buy that thing?
Yeah.
They wouldn't let him. Yeah. It was a whole thing.
It's been there for ever.
Just sitting.
Yeah. Does not just a sitting. Damn thing.
Yeah. There's no grain in it.
There is no city in the world that does worse with our waterfront property than us.
It has a new owner, Jace.
Yes.
An investment fund backed by Phil and Penny Knight.
That's that Albina, yep. Right? The neighborhood project they're doing?
Correct. It is aimed at racial justice. Has purchased the property. It's called the 1803 Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Are you reading more?
I'm reading.
Look, it
said today that it had recently spent $70 million on 7 acres in Albina, including an area it calls the Low End, a swath of land south of the Fremont Bridge and west of I-5. We do not know the price of the grain silo.
Yeah.
They will not say. But public records are showing the transfer of the property filed last month.
Yep. So that's a historic black neighborhood, and they are trying to bring it back. They want it to be kind of a focal point of that part of the city. And how great would it be if we had real meaningful development around the Rose Quarter? I mean, it is amazing that could be such a cool area of our city that actually there was a reason to go down there and... Hopefully this is the first step. I think also they said that there will be a press conference in December where they will share their vision. They're obviously going to tear down the grain silo. And
that's going to be cool.
Yeah. So they said that there will be...
Sticks of dynamite, you think?
Artist renderings. And yeah, they'll do the... I think they do the C4 charges and controlled demolition. So they said there'll be some artist renderings in December about what that will look like.
The 1803 Fund has christened the 3 acres around the grain terminal as Albina Riverside. It will provide intentional spaces for creative expression and intellectual activity. It will be a place where black children and families can feel safe, move freely, and breathe without fear, giving them new perspectives on themselves and their city.
I think the dream for the city was the baseball park going in where Lloyd Center is, and then the Albina, the 1803 project, redeveloping that and then kind of meeting in the middle and just having a total revamp of that stretch from Broadway and Widler. Because that, again, how awesome would it be if that was a cool entertainment district as opposed to, what the hell is... what is there now? It's like, you're going to a Ross Dress for Less, or you're going to whatever is... the Goodwill down there.
Hanging around the Lloyd Center, basically, which is nothing.
Yeah. So that's just that meaty part.
Skating rink.
Is that still there?
It's there.
Yeah.
I think it was a year or two ago that my wife and I last went, and there were a handful of people out there.
It's still in use. Yeah. I go there and skate all the time.
Well, they said that the...
I'm a avid skater.
Avid skater. I guess the Lloyd Center has become like a hipster paradise now. A bunch of weird, because it's so cheap now to rent space.
Oh, God.
Like a bunch of Portland hipsters, like places that you would see at like the Portland Saturday Market have popped up. So I guess for like hipsters, that has become like a happening place now. You head over to the Lloyd Center and like hang out. I keep meaning to go by there and see like what exactly is happening there. But I saw like a YouTube, someone put together like a 10-minute YouTube thing and walked it through there. And there's more businesses than you think. None that I'd heard of. But.
That is in the news, November 21, 2025. Thank you. Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. We have to take a break. And when we return, we will talk about the NFL. It will be Shedeur Sanders v. the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
Will anyone score?
Well, if you can't score, if you can't beat the Raiders, that's a damning indictment on him.
And if you would like Oregon USC talk, you came to the right place because our dearest friend, Joey Harrington, will join us at 5:30 to discuss that very game. It is Isaac and Souk on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.